For years, efforts to improve Philadelphia's troubled schools from within the system have brought little success, so the commission that runs the district voted last night to give outsiders a shot. Despite protests from hundreds of residents, the state-appointed panel agreed to turn over 42 of the city's worst schools to outside managers. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Mari Saito reports.
The for-profit firm Edison Schools Incorporated stands to win the lion's share of contracts. The rest of the schools will go to six other organizations. The commission voted to give Edison 20 city schools, and the company will also provide management consulting services. The plan will be among the largest experiments in privatizing public schools ever, and that's what brought hundreds of people out to protest yesterday. As the commission's members cast their votes, the angry crowd tried to drown them out.
This meeting is adjourned.
A broad coalition of parents, students, and union members have been fighting the plan for months. Students like high school senior Maxine Goodman believe for-profit companies are more interested in profits than student performance.
I think a private company is always going to put its financial needs and its financial profit above my own educational needs, and really it's not going to give me, like, my education is not going to be the top priority.
Philadelphia's schools face a $200 million deficit, and more than half the students read below basic levels. In December, the state took over the city's schools and appointed the five-member panel. Commissioner James Neville says privatization is a lifeline for a district he characterizes as in cardiac arrest. He says the school system can't afford not to look at privatization.
There will be a number of different options and solutions. And rather than using one for a number of years, we're going to use a number of them over a course of years and measure them, because that's what's necessary here.
But there are lingering concerns about Edison's track record. The for-profit company has lost contracts in some parts of the country amidst disputes over test scores and funding. Michael Mash was one of two commissioners who voted against the proposal, saying Edison did not have enough experience.
This is too much to take on. As I say, I desperately want to be wrong about that. I don't want this to fail. It's too important.
But a company spokesman says Edison is proving in 136 schools across the country that it can raise student achievement. Beginning this fall, the company will put that credo to the test in the eighth largest school district in the nation. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Philadelphia.